We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Today, we are going to get back to rolling through some of your cookbooks, aren't we?
Oh, we are. This cookbook is from a place that's dear to my heart because I have had a lot of friends from High Plains. Anybody know where High Plains is?
Well, I do.
Anyway, I've had a lot of friends from there, and Raleigh, you know, Lee's dad, my first husband, grew up, and he grew up with this Lucas family, Lee Lucas's family, and Charles Lucas, and Eva, and you talk about good cooks, I tell you.
Okay, this is the church cookbook?
It's the church cookbook. As I said before, every time anybody had a cookbook, and then I heard like recently about one from Walnut Grove, and I don't think I got it. And they say it's not in print anymore.
Okay.
You know, there's just recipes in these that just stir to our hearts. We grew up with you, did your mom and my mom and all. But I was really always friends with the Lucas family, and I worked with Darlene for a lot of years, and her mother, sweetest thing. And then Raleigh grew up with all the Lucas boys, and Doc and Lee and Walter, and we had a long family connection with them. So when I look through this cookbook, it's a trip down memory lane with them.
And I find when I look through old cookbooks, a lot of times you find that there are dishes, particularly in desserts and some salads, that have gone out of vogue that you don't see anymore.
Well, I'm starting here with some salads is what I'm starting out with. And one of them is one you see much anymore. In fact, somebody called me the other day and was asking my advice on cornbread salad, which I really like. And that's something really good, like with, you know, last week we had Thurman's bean soup. And if you've got white beans and cornbread salad, you can't hardly beat that, kiddos.
Okay.
And so this cornbread salad was Janice Haynes Lucas. This is which one of the Lucases, which I'm going to run through here. Let me give you this cornbread salad first. I can just sit and eat it with a spoon, you know, with nothing else.
I don't know that I've ever had cornbread salad.
Oh, Mike. You know what you've missed. After you hear it, you're going to want it.
Okay.
You take 12 cornbread muffins, or if you've made it in an iron skillet like I do sometimes, or in something else. But muffins are if you've got the leftover fried cornbread. It's just cornbread. And you take 2 cups of mayonnaise, a large green pepper chopped, a medium onion chopped, a half a cup of celery chopped, and 2 tomatoes diced, which are really good, you know, if you got summer tomatoes. But if you don't, you can get those Roma ones or the ones at the grocery in the winter. And like with this, they're not bad. And salt and pepper to taste, and 1/4 or 1/2 pound of bacon. I have to say, kid, do you ever have too much bacon in anything?
I don't think I've ever encountered too much bacon.
This is 1/4 pound bacon. It's what the recipe says, but I like that. But then I buy at Costco and various places. You know, now you got real bacon bits.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little hint. You take those and put them in a little skillet and just put a little olive oil and heat them up. You know, they're more like you just fried and crumbled up bacon.
Okay.
The best way is to fry it. And when I started making cornbread salad, I would fry 1/2 pound of bacon, you know, fry it pretty crisp and then crumble it up and put it in there. But if you've got those bacon bits, you know, I try to give you all a lot of easy things.
Bacon bits have come a long way. I can remember the original bacon bits. They were just hard little chunks, and I had a dog that wouldn't eat them.
They were bacon. They were like soy flour or something with bacon flavoring. But bacon bits have come a long way. You know, Hormel's got them, and then I bought them at Costco. You can get a great big sack there.
Right.
Which keeps, you know, I keep them in the refrigerator, the freezer, and that's what I use a lot of the time. And if you want to fry the bacon, it's probably better if you fry it, you know,
or in
the oven. But anyway, you take in a large bowl, you break up your cornbread, and you add the mayonnaise and the green pepper and the onions and the celery. Then you fold in those tomatoes and salt and pepper, and you fry your bacon till crisp, break into small pieces and sprinkle it over the salad and top with those bacon bits. And you can eat it right then, or you can chill it to cook it later. But what I like to do is I make it all up to the bacon bits, and then I add the bacon bits at the last minute.
Okay.
You'd love it, Mike.
Well, it sounds good.
Well, you just sit and eat with a spoon, and it's great with dried beans, or it's just great by itself. Some of the restaurants, Green Valley has it sometimes here at Irvington. They've had it, and theirs is really good, too. Y'all have Green Valley at Hardinsburg. I'm sure they'll be having it, too. I can eat it with beans or eat with anything, but I can just sit and eat with a spoon.
Well, it sounds good.
It is good, and I'm sure you'd like it, too. we like a lot of the same things.
Yes. So what else do we have today?
Well, I've got another one here, and I really got this from my friend Darlene Lucas Hayden, who lives at Brandenburg, and I worked with her for quite a few years. She gave me this recipe, and it's German potato salad.
Okay.
You're like that, too, because you like brats. It's wonderful to serve with brats and kraut or something like that, you know, with a German meal. And this recipe came from her grandmother, Ms. Ethel Sharp Haynes, who was her mother's mother. It's relatively easy to make, and it is so good. You use 6 medium potatoes, 6 slices of bacon, there we go again, 1/2 cup of sugar, 6 to 8 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 tablespoons of water, 1 1/2 tablespoons of flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 dash of pepper, and 1 small onion, minced. And you cook your bacon until it's crisp and cool and crumbled. And you mix your other ingredients, except the potatoes, in the bacon drippings and add the crumbled bacon. And you cook a little while for like 5 minutes, and you pour over that slice room temperature potatoes that you cooked and place in a casserole, and you heat in the oven at 350 for about 20 minutes. That really is a German dish. You know, when we went to Central Bank, you've been there, haven't you?
I have.
And they have German potato salad, and that's what theirs tastes like. And you have that with brats or some sort of German sausage, and you got a good meal there, and this is really good, and it really doesn't take you, you know, you cook your potatoes first, and then you pour that dressing with the bacon and vinegar and sugar and all of that over the top, and then heat it all up together. I mean, I've made it several times when I have company, and believe me, there's never any less.
And one of the things that you said was let your potatoes come to room temperature. That actually makes a pretty big difference, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, you cook your potatoes, you cook them till they're really done. You know, you got to know, you stick a fork in them, you can tell. You don't want them mushy. That's not a fabulous cooking term, but you don't want them mushy, but you want them a little firm. And then you pour all that dressing. I mean, that's an old German recipe, which is not so detailed a recipe. My name was Van Laar, so you know I didn't come from France. And then I go back to the Kleckums, which also came from Germany. But that's a real old German dish. We talked about it. We've been to the Schnitzel Bank in Jasper, Indiana.
And I would love to go back.
Oh, me too. I haven't been forever. Don and I used to drive over there, which was a long drive from here. You know, go to Corden and then go back down 64.
Yes.
They have wonderful food there. They're closed on Sundays, and so I didn't get there. We tried to go on Sundays a couple of times and didn't get there. Everything I ever ate there was wonderful, and you'd get a plate maybe with 3 different kinds of sausages on it, you know, bratwurst, and I can't think of the different kinds now, but, you know, like 3 different sausages. That was the German plate. You got that, and you got this German potato salad and sauerkraut. Mercy me, Mike!
Yeah, a fine meal.
A fine meal. You ready for another High Plains recipe?
I am. What do we got now?
I got a 24-hour salad, and I can remember this when I was a kid. My mother used to make it when I was a kid, 4 or 5 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
It was a thing you only had at Christmas or at special times, but it's 24-hour salad. And you take 2 tablespoons of vinegar and a large can of pineapple chunks and 1/2 cup of pecans, 1 pint of heavy cream whipped, and the juice from the pineapple, 2 eggs, 3 tablespoons of flour, a package of marshmallows, and 1/2 cup of grated cheese. And you would combine the juice from your pineapple, eggs, vinegar, and flour, and you cook that till thick. And then you added your pineapple, your marshmallows, the nuts, and the cheese, and you mixed well and folded in the cream. And refrigerated for 24 hours. That was Nanny Bandy Chapel, who I really don't remember, but I think that's somebody that goes back a long way at High Plains. But I can remember that. I think that Mama called it Bandy Salad because the people that lived close to us were the Bandys, and I think that's where they had it for Christmas, and we had it. You know, it was a big deal. You didn't have it every day.
Mm-hmm.
We had what came out of the garden and what was in the cans and a country ham, which at that time I really didn't like. I wanted city ham. Because country ham, we had that and country cured bacon, and you know how we were kids.
Yeah.
We laugh and say, Mama, you know, Mama fixed all this stuff, and we were always really tickled when we had tuna fish. Because she would cook all this wonderful stuff, and we'd say, oh, well, we like tuna fish.
Oh, if you knew then what you know now.
Listen, honey. I've learned a lot through the years. You got time for one more? Audrey Preston Basham's Crock-Pot Pizza. Kids okay. are going to love that. And Audrey Preston is my sister-in-law's sister. She's really not from High Plains. She's more out from Custer. She's a good cook. They all are. Let me give you this little quick one, and then we'll be out of here.
Okay.
You take a 1 1/4 pound of hamburger brown, a third of a box of rigatoni or regular macaroni, cooked, 2 large bags of mozzarella cheese, a can of mushroom pieces, 1 onion chop, 2 cans of pizza sauce, and a package of pepperoni. And you just alternate in the layers in a crock pot, and it makes 3 layers each, and you cook 5 hours on low.
Well, that's simple.
That's simple, simple, simple. And, you know, I try to think of things that kids like. And any kid, if you say anything about pizza, says, okay, I'll yeah. take that.
They're generally all in when you say pizza.
We like to have things our kids like. Anyway, we went to High Plains, kiddo. So next time, if I can get a hold of that Walnut Grove one, we'll go to Walnut Grove.
Okay. Well, folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very easy to get. Just send us an email to wxbc@bbtel.com. Put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and then tell us what recipe or recipes you'd like to have. We'll get that on over to Miss Sammy, and she'll get those out to you. Or you can send that email directly to sammyq@bbtel.com. Make sure you tell her what recipe that you are needing, and she will get it out to you.
Oh, Mike, what do we always say?
Never trust a skinny cook.